Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
It's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading.
Oh boy, you know, this isn't as easy as it looks. To be really good at disco skating, you've got to keep at it. But it's still fun even if you're not an expert. Besides, there's always the music. Sometimes I love just watching and listening. You know, I've always loved music, all kinds of music. I take music with me wherever I go. I believe that everything in life has a rhythm, and I'm very sensitive to the rhythms in my own life. Some people hear the strings, some people horns. Well, I hear the drums. And there's music everywhere today, from birds warbling in the trees to musicians tooting, strumming, and fiddling in the park. Let's go see if we can find some. What is this?
This is a one-man band, sir.
A one-man band? This is wild. How many instruments do you have here?
I have 55 right now.
55? It's great the way they all kind of fit here on the rack in their own place. Can anybody do this? Can anybody make a one-man band?
I think so.
Yeah? What does it take?
A lot of junk and a lot of work and experience.
Well, how long have you been at it?
12 years, exactly.
12 years. You know, one-man bands have always been very special. And this is a story about a very mysterious stranger who promises to make a one-man band right out of thin air, and about the boy who believed that he could.
Ty's One-Man Band by Mildred Pitts-Walter. Illustrated by Margot Tomes. The sun rose aflame. It quickly dried the dew and baked the town. Another hot, humdrum day. Ty's mother was washing clothes. And his father was busy unloading feed for the chickens. His sister was in the kitchen. Ty had nothing fun to do. Ty thought of the tall, cool grass at the pond and decided to go there alone. At the pond, big trees sank their roots down deep and lifted their branches up, up, up toward the sky. The grass grew tall enough to hide a boy as big as Ty, and he lay quiet, listening. Step the rump. He heard it again. Step the rump. Step the rump. Step the rump. What could it be? His heart beat wildly as he kept still, listening. Closer it came. Then Ty saw a man carrying a bundle. Ty had never seen anyone like this before. The man had only one leg. The other leg was nothing but a wooden peg. The man walked down the path to the water's edge. He set his bundle down. From the bundle, he took a tin cup, a tin plate, and a spoon. Then he took out cheese, apples, and a big round loaf of bread. He smiled, and then he ate hungrily. Then he did a surprising thing. He tossed his cup into the air and caught it. He tossed the plate and then the spoon. He's a juggler, Ty thought. Then he beat a rhythm with the spoon on the cup. Tink, kink. Tink, kink, 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 kink. Tink, kink, 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 kink. He's a drummer, too, Ty said to himself. Wonder if he's a circus man. Then there was a low rumble, like thunder afar. The train turned the bend. When Ty looked back toward the pond for the man, he was no longer there. Where had the man gone? Was he a disappearing magician too? Ty tiptoed to the trail. He felt his heart beat, thump-thump, thump-thump, thump-thump. Just as he was almost to the trail, whee! The man jumped out of the grass. He laughed so hard that Ty began to laugh too. Are you a circus man, Ty asked. No, I'm not a circus man. Who are you? My name is Andro. I'm a one-man band. What's a one-man band? I'll show you. Go home and get a washboard and two wooden spoons, a tin pail and a comb. I'll come into town at sundown and make music for you and your friends. A one-man band. Wait till I tell my friends. At home, Ty ran to his brother Jason's room. Can I use your comb at sundown for the one-man band to make music? Yeah, but combs are made for combing hair, not for making music. Ty rushed to the kitchen. His sister was stirring cornbread. Can I use two wooden spoons at sundown? Yes, his sister said, if you promise to bring them back. These spoons have made a lot of cornbread, but I never heard them make music. He found his mother in the yard, taking in the clothes. He told her about Andro, and she said, you may use my washboard at sundown, but that board is made for washing. Not for making music. His father was in the shed, putting corn in the pail to feed the chickens. Of course you may use the pail, son, but don't bet on hearing a one-man band. Pails are for hauling, not music. Ty ran to tell his friends, but no one believed there was such a thing as a one-man band. How could he make music with a comb, a washboard, or wooden spoons? All of Ty's friends laughed. Ty sat on the corner under the street lamp. The comb, the pail, two wooden spoons, and the washboard were nearby. He waited. Had Andro forgotten? Soon, the street light came on. Ty's friends saw him still waiting. Hey, so you think the one-man band is coming, eh? Ivan shouted. If he were coming, he'd be here by now, Noah called. Washboard music, what's that, Josh said. And they all laughed. He will come, you'll see. Ty waited and waited. Would he come? Ty waited some more. He was just about to pick up his things and go home. Then in the darkness, he heard a step the rump, step the rump, step the rump. He was coming. Whee! I'm here at your service, he said. And Ty just grinned. Andro took a thin piece of tissue paper from his pocket. Carefully, he folded the paper over the comb. Before Ty could ask what this was all about, Andro was making music. The music drifted through the empty streets, around quiet corners. One by one, people began to leave their porches. They pressed in closer and clapped their hands and tapped their feet as Andro played and danced to his own music. His peg leg went tap, tap, tippity tap, tippity tap, 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 tippity tap, tippity tap, tap, tap. He twirled, skipped, hopped, and danced round and round in the spotlight of the street lamp. Andro drummed on the pail with his fingers. More, Ivan shouted. He clickety-clacked with the spoons. More, more, Josh and Noel cried. He strummed the washboard with his hand. More, 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 the people shouted. Boys and girls, mothers and fathers, even the babies clapped their hands. Some danced in the street. Whenever the music stopped, everybody shouted, more, more. Andro let Ty take turns using the instruments. Ty's friends wanted turns too. Soon the four of them played together like a one-man band, and everybody danced. Saw Andro slip away back into the night.
Tinky, 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 tank. Tinky, 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 tank. You know, reading this book is a little like making music. Once Andro shows you the secret, you can make music out of almost anything. You know, Ty really believed in Andro, and it paid off. All they needed was a little imagination and some very ordinary things to get a whole town up dancing. And who can sit still when there's good music playing? I sure can't, and neither can my good friend Ben Vereen. When he read Ty, it made him want to get up and do a very special dance.
Everyday sounds that surround you, hey, they sound like music to me. Can you hear it? The sounds of having fun, hey, it's music, and it's there for everyone. When you're tuned in, every sound's as good as can be. Everyday sounds, they sound like music to me. Like music to me. Can you hear it?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I got this great feeling coming around, filling up inside me. Great feeling showering down from above. Great feeling, I've never been so excited, so come and join me. Great feeling, I think we can just call it love.
People like Ben Vereen and Andro can make music out of anything. A swing, a bouncing ball, a jungle gym, or their own bodies. And some people, like Fortune, can make beautiful music together without using a single musical instrument, except their own voices.
I've got this great feeling coming around, filling up inside me. Great feeling showering down from above. Great feeling, I've never been so excited, so come and join me. Great feeling, I think we can just call it love. I think we can just call it love.
Yeah! All right! Steve Horlick of Patchworks is an up-to-the-minute one-man band who can turn himself into a whole orchestra. Steve's the music director for our shows, and we call him the Reading Rainbow Music Man. So take it away, Steve.
Recognize that melody? Hi, I'm Steve Horlick, and this is Patchworks, and all of the music for Reading Rainbow is created right here. I use this computer and lots of other equipment to generate all of the sounds of the orchestra. This computer consists of this piano-type keyboard, and this typewriter-type keyboard, which you may find on your personal computer or a computer at school. The sound I just played was the sound of a saxophone. But I'm using the computer to generate it. I can also make the computer sound like a violin. Watch. The computer is showing me what the sound of a violin looks like. By studying this display, I can use the information to create new sounds. For instance, here is a sound that I just made up from scratch. As you can see and hear, this sound is totally different from either the violin or the saxophone. Every sound has its own unique personality. With the light pen, I can redraw the wave shape of any sound and make it totally different. Listen to this. Sounds totally different, doesn't it? You know, I can take this sound and some of the other sounds I created, add some vocals, some performers, and end up with a totally finished piece of music. Let me show you what I mean.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high.
This computer is really incredible. I can even take my own voice, put it into the computer, and change it in any way that I want to. Watch this. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow.
That's pretty weird, isn't it? You know, I can make one of me.
Reading Rainbow.
Or I can make two of me.
Reading Rainbow.
Or I can make a whole chorus of me's.
Reading Rainbow.
I also have a sound effects library. How about a smash? How about a bigger smash? How about an arrow hitting a target? And this is a list of all of the sounds that are in my computer. So libraries aren't only for books. With everything that I can do with this computer, you know, I really am a one-man band. Moo. Sound effects are really neat. Even the words we use to describe sounds are a lot of fun, like clink or smash, hiss or slam or creak. Words that sound like what they mean are called onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia, you know, that's a fun word to say. As a matter of fact, I'm writing a song about onomatopoeia right now. Do you want to hear it?
Zip.
Clink.
Talk.
Clank. Tick.
Creak.
Talk.
Hiss.
Tick. Clink.
Talk.
Clank. Tick.
Creak.
Talk. Hiss.
The world speaks to me in a wonderful way in sounds that are words, and this is what they say.
Hiss.
Tick. Clink. Tap. 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 Pop.
Pop.
Pop. Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Crunch,
crunch, crunch, crunch, crunch,
crunch, crunch,
crunch, crunch, crunch.
Fizz,
fizz, fizz,
fizz,
fizz,
fizz,
fizz,
fizz,
fizz,
fizz.
Slurp,
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 slurp.
Burp,
burp,
pop,
crunch,
burp,
slurp.
Fizz.
Bar crunch.
Bar
slurp.
Bar
slurp. Pop pop.
Crunch.
Crunch.
Slurp.
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 Crunch.
Slurp.
Crunch.
Slurp.
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 Slurp. Josh!
Okay, here we go today. Right about now. M-U-S-I-C. Of life's necessity. Music is what we're speaking of. It has a way of spreading love. Now, what do you hear before you arrive? In the morning, at your window, just outside, you hear birds
singing,
dogs
barking,
people
talking,
children
walking.
Ha! Sounds of life is so profound. Imagine the world if there was no sound.
If you like tying this one man band, try some other books that are in demand. Bet they'll turn you on, suit you to a T, but you don't have to take it from me.
Hi, I'm Scott Ekstrom, and I don't know about you, but I kind of like music. If you like music and you'd like to make some musical instruments, you can go to your library and read this book called Making Musical Things by Anne Wiseman. Let me show you some things that you can make. One thing you can make is you take some buttons and you paste them on some cardboard. Then you fold the cardboard and they sound like this. Another thing is this really neat horn. You take a mouthpiece from a baritone, a trumpet, or a trombone, and you put it in a plastic tube. And then you put a funnel at the other end of the tube. Believe it or not, you can even make music from your body. But if you want to know how, you just have to read this book called Making Musical Things by Anne Wiseman.
Hi, how are you? I'm Jenny Guitart, and I'm going to tell you about a great book called The Amazing Bone. It's a funny book and has lots of magic in it. Pearl is the main character of the story. This mean fox tried to kidnap Pearl for dinner. The bone said some weird words like bibble foo bibble bob or something like that. And the fox started shrinking till he was as tiny as a mouse, and he scurried away into a hole. That's why the bone was magic. It could make any sound in the world. You'll love this book and other books by the same author. And I know I haven't told you yet, his name is William Stein. So take my word for it. The Amazing Bone is a great book.
Hello, everybody. My name is Rio Omoyo, and I've just read the exciting book called The Banza. It was written by Diane Wallstein, and the pictures were by Mark Brown. It all begins in a Haitian jungle when a tiger and a goat run into the same cave for shelter. The tiger gives the goat a banza. In other words, it means banjo. And then 10 hungry, fat, horrible tigers come and ruin the goat's day. So she plays the song and scales them off one by one. The moral of this story is to have courage when you're scared. So try and look for this fantastic book in your card catalog in the library.
Whether you play a homemade kazoo or a fancy grand piano, whether you're an electronic wizard or an old-fashioned one-man band, whether you play jazz, rock, salsa, or your mother's pots and pans, I'm sure there's lots of beautiful music down deep inside you. And it doesn't matter how you play the music, whether you use your fingers, your feet, your voice, or by turning on the radio. The only way to make real music is with your heart.
Oh, you Lamar, get up of God! Come play some music with us, come on!
I'm gonna go play. See you next time.